感谢主能够有机会和弟兄姊妹一同聚在他的跟前。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to gather before the Lord.
我刚才问我姊妹，上一次我在西雅图服事是什么时候？
Last time, just now I asked my wife, when was the last time we came to serve in Seattle?
她记性比我好。
She has better memory than me.
她说是去年的七月份。
Last July.
而且她说呢，是你在西雅图讲最短道的一次。
And that was the time you shared the shortest sermon in Seattle.
12点钟我就结束了。
I ended at 12.
所以我跟他开玩笑说，说不定我今天讲半个钟头就结束了。
And so maybe this time I'll only share for half an hour.
要求主怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy.
刚才我们有19位弟兄姊妹受浸回到神的家。
Just now we had 19 brothers and sisters who were baptized into his home.
我相信每一位弟兄姊妹都心里非常喜乐。
I'm sure every one of us were very happy.
我们也为他们呢充满了祷告和祝福。
And we're certainly full of prayers and blessings for them.
刚才我们唱那首诗歌。
Just now the song that we sang.
我相信对每一个初信的弟兄姊妹，是非常好的一个提醒。
I think this is a very good reminder to a lot of our new believers.
对我们每一位多年蒙恩的，更是一个重要在我们里面的一个追求。
And for those of us who have been blessed for many, many years, this is a very important pursuit for us.
他的副歌说，唯有耶稣，永是耶稣。
The refrain says, Jesus only, Jesus ever.
而且呢，主耶稣在一切之内。
And Jesus is all in all we sing.
弟兄姊妹们，我们从蒙恩得救是因为来到主耶稣的跟前。
The time we're saved is because we come before Jesus.
将来我们得荣耀还是来到主耶稣的跟前。
And one day when we receive our glory, we still come before Jesus.
我们信主前面可能如果主还单言还有很长的路要走。
If the Lord delays as we continue on.
我们可能会听见很多这样的做法那样的说法这样的地方那样的活动。
Maybe we hear different ways of doing things, different ways of saying things, different ways of activities.
我们要问自己，在那里面有没有耶稣？
We need to ask ourselves, is Jesus there?
我是不是只为着耶稣？
Am I doing this for him only?
而且永远只有耶稣。
Forever we only see Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，若是你握住这个点，你在这一生中间是蒙福的。
If you hold on to this point, your whole life will be blessed.
将来到主耶稣跟前，我们要得着称赞，没有羞愧。
And one day before the Lord, we will be praised with no shame.
我来西雅图啊，总是有一点的挣扎。
Every time I come to SCA, I do have a little struggle.
因为我的儿子啊，总是要我讲英文。
Because my son wants me to preach in English.
我记得他小的时候，他笑我的英文，说你的英文叫做 Pigeon English.
When he was young, he laughed at my English and says my English is Pigeon English.
这个翻成中文就叫洋泾浜的英文。
It's Pigeon English.
别人一听呢，就说你这个不是英文。
And people hear me and say, oh, that doesn't sound like English.
但是我 Stephen 跟我讲，他说爸爸，我们年轻人很需要你讲英文，你讲得很好了现在。
And now my son says, Dad, we really wish you can preach in English because the young people really need to hear what you have to say.
但这一次我感觉呢，我用中文讲。
But this time I feel I need to share in Chinese.
所以我请我的姊妹翻译。
So therefore I have been assigned.
因为她要受苦。帮我翻译的人都受苦。
It's a trial and tribulation to translate for Brother Bohr.
今天早晨我要和大家一同交通一点感觉，就是以赛亚属灵的看见。
This morning I'd like to share with you some of my feelings regarding the spiritual vision of Isaiah.
为着讲英语的弟兄姊妹，我做了一个 PowerPoint.
For the English-speaking saints, I created a little PowerPoint.
我们请弟兄把它打在上面。
And we have it up on the screen.
我们一同请大家翻到以赛亚书第六章。
Let's all turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 6.
这里有13节，我把它快快的读一遍。
There are 13 verses, we will read through them together.
若是方便的话，弟兄姊妹们，你可以跟我同声的来读。
For those who read Chinese, you can read together with me.
我们先读第一节到第四节。
Let's first read verses 1 to 4.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉佛侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。然后我们再读第五节到第八节。
Now let's read from verses 5 to 8.
那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华，有一撒拉佛飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说：我在这里，请差遣我。好，我们再读第三段，第九节到十三节。
Now we come to the third section, which is verses 9 to 13.
他说：你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见，却不明白，看是要看见，却不晓得，要使这百姓心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，便得医治。我就说：主啊，这到几时为止呢？他说：直到城邑荒凉，无人居住，房屋空闲，无人，地土极其荒凉，并且耶和华将人迁到远方，在这境内撇下的地土很多，境内剩下的人若还有十分之一，也必被吞灭，像栗树、橡树虽被砍伐，树墩子却仍存留，这圣洁的种类在国中也是如此。今天早晨呢，我就借着以赛亚书第六章和大家分享以赛亚属灵的看见。
This morning through Isaiah chapter 6, let's fellowship on the spiritual vision of Isaiah.
我想我交通的时候不一定是那么清楚的三个段落。
As I share, I may not so clearly go according to the three sections.
但是这在交通的里面呢，我盼望把这三个重要的点和大家分享。
But I hope that as I go on, I can mention these three points thoroughly.
第一个点就是属灵的看见对每个神儿女的重要性。
First is the importance of spiritual sight or vision to all of God's children.
刚才我们读以赛亚书第六章，在乌西亚王崩的那一年，以赛亚得着了属灵的看见。
Just now, Isaiah 6 says, at the year of King Uzziah's death, Isaiah received a spiritual vision.
所以我们要花一点时间来看以赛亚到底看见了什么。
So let's spend some time in talking about what did Isaiah see.
最后呢，我们要稍微谈到一点呢，以赛亚的看见对今天神的儿女们有什么意义。
And then we will see today what is the meaning of what he sees to us today.
我们读以赛亚书，我们看见一般人呢称以赛亚叫做救恩的先知。
As we read the book of Isaiah, a lot of people call that Isaiah is the prophet of salvation.
他的名字在希伯来文里面呢，他的意义就是耶和华的救恩。
And the meaning of Isaiah says in Hebrew is the salvation of the Lord.
在整卷以赛亚书的里面，
In the whole book of Isaiah,
它是一个把要来的救赎主弥赛亚 介绍的最清楚的一位先知。
He was the prophet who most clearly described the Redeemer that is to come.
也介绍的最完备的先知。
And he revealed it in the most complete form.
不仅讲到他的降生。
Not only he spoke of the birth of the Redeemer.
不仅讲到他的受苦。
And his suffering.
也讲到他将来的职分。
As well as his ministry to come.
并且更讲到他救赎的目的。
And even more so, he describes the purpose of his redemption.
他不仅仅是救我们回家成为神家中的人。
He not only redeems us so that we can return home to be a member of his household.
并且他要在你我的中间建立他的国度。
And also he is to establish his kingdom in you and I.
所以我们看见了以赛亚他不仅是救恩的先知。
So therefore, Isaiah was not only the prophet of salvation.
我自己过去主给我一点机会和弟兄姊妹读以赛亚书。
In the past, the Lord gave me an opportunity to read the book of Isaiah with some brothers and sisters.
我们用了将近两年半的时间。
We spent almost 2.5 years to read this book.
当我们仔细去读的时候发现以赛亚的中心信息乃是讲到弥赛亚和他的国度。
And as we went into the book in detail, we realized that the central message of Isaiah was the kingdom of the Lord to come.
所以在新约圣经里面讲到神永远的旨意的一卷书引以赛亚书引的最多。
And so in the New Testament, whenever it mentions about the kingdom of God, the book of Isaiah was mentioned the most.
那就是罗马书。
That is the book of Romans.
罗马书把整个救恩的蓝图很清楚地摆在我们前面面前。
The book of Romans gives us a very clear blueprint of what salvation is all about.
那么保罗在那里的引用了好多处以赛亚书的话语。
And many times Paul uses the words of Isaiah to describe this.
另外一卷书。
Another book.
就是马太福音。
It's the book of Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音被称作天国的福音。
The Gospel of Matthew calls the Gospel as the Gospel of the Kingdom.
Kingdom of Heaven.
Of Kingdom of Heaven.
它不是为着还不信主的人。
This is not for those who are unbelievers.
乃是为着已经蒙恩得救神的儿女们的。
It was written for those who are born again children of God.
我们呢在马太福音里面马太呢回想主耶稣的生平和他的讲论他就说这就应验了先知以赛亚的话。
And so when Matthew talks about the birth of Christ, he says this is to fulfill the words of prophet Isaiah.
所以在新约圣经里面呢有两卷书是和以赛亚书彼此呼应的。
So therefore, in the New Testament, there are two books that echo the book of Isaiah.
好，我们看见马太福音也是讲到神的儿子来要在地上建立属天的国度。
The Gospel of Matthew telling us that the Son of God to come is to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth.
一般基督徒称那个叫做千禧年。
And a lot of Christians call this the millennium.
我今天不是要重在这个点上面。
But today I'm not emphasizing on this.
但是请弟兄姊妹留意啊，我们今天几乎就在千禧年的门口了。
So please pay attention that we're almost at the door of the millennium.
所以刚才我们唱那首诗歌说，欲漏沙蚕，时将近。
Just now the song we sang, the sense of time.
It's sinking.
好，
那个时间 is at hand.
The time is at hand.
好，弟兄姊妹们，主随时会回来。
The Lord Jesus can come back anytime now.
回来了以后，你我能否在天国里面与主一同掌权？这跟我们信主不信主是没有直接关系的。
When he returns, whether or not you and I can reign together with Christ has nothing to do with whether or not you are a believer.
没有直接关系。
It's not directly related.
我们是蒙恩得救了。
Yes, of course we're saved.
但是天国是赏赐给那些与主一同在地上遵行神旨意的人。
The kingdom of heaven is to given to those who are living according to his will.
所以有读圣经的人告诉我们说天国呢是为着那些得胜者给他们的赏赐。
And some people say that the kingdom of heaven is the reward for those who are overcomers.
那不是白白的救恩。
So this is not just freely salvation.
弟兄姊妹，我们得救呢是白白的，只要一信就得着了。
Of course, our salvation is free as long as you believe you have it.
但是我们信主以后，我们要追求明白神的旨意。
But after you believe, we need to pursue to understand the will of God.
我们要活在基督的生命的里面。
We are to live within the life of Christ.
借着这个生命，我们来遵行神的旨意。
And through this life, we are to live out His will.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们配得过天国。
If we are worthy of this kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣回来的时候，我们就昂首挺胸。
When the Lord Jesus comes back, we will be bold.
如果我们今天不认识这个真理。
Today, if you fail to know this truth,
我们也不在乎这个真理。
And we do not care too much about this truth.
弟兄姊妹，很可能主耶稣回来的时候，我们就想挖个洞了，钻到洞里面去，不要见主的面。
Probably when he returns, we want to dig a hole in the ground and go inside the hole.
或者至少我们跟主说，主啊，你来太快了，等一等，等我预备好吧。
Or you may say, Lord Jesus, you're back too soon, I'm not ready.
弟兄姊妹，所以这一方面的信息是非常重要的。
So this type of message is very important.
但是也很可惜啊，今天在神儿女们中间，这一方面信息也被仇敌混乱的最厉害的真理。
But very sadly enough, this kind of message has been very much confused in chaos by the enemy.
在旧约时代，神就把要来的弥赛亚的国度启示给先知以赛亚。
In the Old Testament time, the Lord already gave the revelation of the vision of His coming to Prophet Isaiah.
所以以赛亚书里面，比如说以赛亚书11章第65章讲到将来那个国度的那种喜乐、平安和丰富。
So in Isaiah 11 as well, all the way to 65, Isaiah mentions about the joy and the peace and the fullness and abundance of this kingdom.
他说那个时候呢，没有东西会伤人会害物的。
He said at that time, nothing will hurt anyone.
他说小孩子可以跟豺狼坐在一起。
He says the children can dwell together with the foxes.
狮子可以跟羊羔在一起，狮子不会去吃这个羊。
And the lamb can dwell together with the lion because the lion will not eat the lamb.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们今天在地上看见各种的战争，各种的暴乱，各种的恐怖活动，你想想看，地上会有这种日子吗？
Nowadays, as you look around, there's so many fightings and violence and things that are happening. Can we see any peaceful days?
但是先知以赛亚老早就看见了，将来地上会有一千年天在地上掌权的日子。
And yet, the prophet Isaiah saw many, many years ago when the kingdom of heaven is reigning on earth.
所以马太福音呢，是和以赛亚书相呼应的。
So therefore, the Gospel of Matthew echoes the book of Isaiah.
那么罗马书呢，特别讲到神怎样把这个国度带进来那个道路。
And the book of Romans tells us how God brings in this kingdom and the way by which it comes.
乃是借着基督在十字架上完成救恩。
And that is through Christ as accomplishing salvation on the cross.
使我们多多在救恩里面得着基督，并且享受它。
So that abundantly we can receive Christ and enjoy Him.
我们享受越多，我们就越甘心乐意的把自己献给他。
The more you enjoy the salvation, the more you want to give yourself to Him.
那我们在地上的人生不再是以自己为目的。
Then our lifetime on earth will ourself be self-centeredness.
也不再是以今天眼睛看得见的事物为我的追求。
And the things that you see with your eyes will not be your final pursuit.
我们追求的乃是神在我们身上得着完全的满足。
What you want to pursue after is that God can have complete satisfaction in you and I.
那乃是在地上神能够把他的家，把他国度的实际借着教会彰显出来。
And that is the Lord can use the church to see the reality of His house and His will.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们讲呢，罗马书也是和以赛亚书呼应的。
So therefore we see that the book of Romans totally echoes that of the book of Isaiah.
来到以赛亚书第六章。
We come to Isaiah chapter 6.
我们知道那一年呢，是以赛亚服侍的第一个王过世的时刻。
That year was the time when the first king died in the service of Isaiah.
我们知道那个王呢，叫做乌西亚。
That's King Uzziah.
有历史告诉我们说，乌西亚呢是以赛亚的堂兄，比他大很多。
And history tells us that King Uzziah is a cousin of Isaiah, and he's very much older than he is.
好，在乌西亚王治理的年间呢，犹大国有一段外表的复兴。
And when King Uzziah was on earth, there was a period of time that the country, the Judah was very much in revival state.
好，我们都盼望我们能够过在一个 复兴的年代，对不对？
We all want to live in a time of revival, right?
我们世界上人都喜欢的，这股票都是牛市，所以西雅图当场有好多牛。
And so, the stock market wants it, the stock to be in a time of the bull, so we can be in a bull market.
活在复兴的年代。
We want to live in a time of revival. 乌西亚
王年间好像就是这个情形。
And it appears that the king of King Uzziah was like that.
人人生活都很好。
Everybody lived well.
而且大家都感觉做犹太人呢是很光荣的。
And people felt that to be a Jew was very glorious.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，但是他们呢，却因着外面的舒服。
And yet because of their outward comfort,
心里面放松了。
Their heart was loose.
因着外面的容易。
Because of the easy life.
所以他们觉得自满自足了。
They felt very complacent and very rich.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，以赛亚是一个爱神的人。
Isaiah was a man who loved God.
他从心里深处感觉这个光景不太对。
Deep in his heart, he felt that something is not right.
所以乌西亚王崩的时候，他心里非常难过。
So when King Uzziah died, he was very much grieved.
就在那一年，有一天他进到圣殿里面去，可能他去祷告。
In that year, maybe he went to the temple to pray.
他忽然之间看见了不寻常的景象。
Suddenly, he saw something very extraordinary.
那一个景象抓住了以赛亚。
And that scene grabbed onto Isaiah.
那个景象改变了以赛亚。
And totally changed Isaiah.
那个景象叫以赛亚一生的问主说这是什么意思。
And that vision allowed Isaiah to ask God, what is that?
我们可以这样讲，从以赛亚书第六章以后，所有的信息都是从那个意象出来的。
And we can say that from chapter 6 on, all of the messages of Isaiah came from that vision.
所以有人告诉我们说呢，以赛亚书第六章以赛亚所看见所经历的。
So some people tell us what Isaiah saw.
成为他人生的转捩点。
And experience became the turning point of his life.
好，我们今天有弟兄姊妹受浸了。
Today we have some brothers and sisters who are baptized.
这应该是你我人生的一个转捩点。
That should be your turning point.
以往我们是在黑暗的权势底下。
In the past we're under the dominion of darkness.
今天我们受浸了，归在主耶稣的里面，我们活在光明的国度里面。
And today you're baptized, and now you belong to the kingdom of His light.
这个叫做得救。
This is what we mean by salvation.
但是你明白神的旨意，为什么救你？那个是另外一个转捩点。
And yet to know His will, why He saved you, this is another turning point.
我碰过一位，在我大概二十多岁的时候。
In my twenties.
碰到一位我的长辈，一位服侍主的仆人。
I met a servant of God who was much older than I was.
他跟我讲到他有两个大的转捩点，一个是他得救。
He told me he had two big turning points. The first one was when he got saved.
第二个得救呢，他说就是看见神救他的目的。
And his second turning point was he was able to see the purpose by which God saved him.
他说第二次的那个看见啊，比他第一次得救那个喜乐、那个释放、那个能力大得多了。
He said the second turning point was so much better and greater and more full than he was from the first one.
弟兄姊妹们，你我需要认识这个。
You and I need to know this.
你我需要经历这个。
And experience this.
不然有时候我们问，为什么我们要在这里这样聚会？
Otherwise, you will ask yourself, why are we meeting this way?
你看别人的聚会，他们有这个活动，有那个侍奉。
Other meetings, they have that kind of a meeting and that kind of a service.
有这个讲论，有那个做法。
They have this way of talking and that way of doing things is better than ours.
而且比我们今天好像更摸到我肉身的需要。
And it really helps my physical needs.
他们有这样的经历，有那样的追求。
They have this kind of experiences and that kind of pursuits.
有这样的做法。
Or this way of doing things.
弟兄姊妹们，我们为着这些，我们感谢赞美主。
For that, we thank God.
我每次看见有神的儿女们奉主的名聚集，我心里都感谢。
Every time I see God's children gathered together in His name, I am thankful.
那是我们站在救恩的层面，我们感谢。
On the service of salvation, we are thankful.
但是我们若是要看见神在他儿女们中间是不是完全满足了，我们还要问主。
And yet we need to ask the Lord, can God be totally satisfied among His children?
你我如果认识神救我们的目的，弟兄姊妹，里面的眼睛必须被打开了。
If you and I are to understand the purpose why He saved us, our inner eyes must be opened.
所以我们讲了，以赛亚那一天看见了他的侍奉， 他的言语都不一样。
So we see that as soon as Isaiah saw that vision, his behavior, his words totally changed.
他以前也爱主。
In the past, he loved God.
他也传福音。
He shared the gospel.
但是他抓的是呢，今天看得见的。
But he held on to what he can see today.
比如说今天如果有一百个人受浸，他喜乐，感谢赞美主。
Today, if there's 100 people who got baptized, he is very happy and he praised God.
但是他如果传了三个月呢，一个都不信呢，他就很丧气了。
And if after 3 months and nobody got saved, he will be very despaired.
弟兄姊妹，你我是不是这样呢
？Are you and I like that?
我承认我是啊。
I admit I am.
如果我们爱主、服侍主，一直没有果效。
If we love the Lord, we serve Him with no results.
我们看不见的永远的果效，我们一直看外面的见得到的，我们才觉得那个是祝福。
We fail to see the eternal result, and we only care about what we see physically and the physical blessings.
以赛亚那一天看见了，所以他就从时间中被拉出来，他看见永远。
And so once Isaiah saw the vision, he was plucked out of the present time and he entered into eternity.
他从属地的外面的做法被拉进了属天的境界。
From the earthly way of doing things, he was taken into that heavenly realm.
他从人的需要被拉出来，看见神的需要。
He was taken out of the needs of man and he was now able to see the needs of God.
他从人的热心和力量拉出来，进到神的能力和神的供应里面。
From the zealousness of man, he was taken out to see God's power and God's provision.
这是他人生的一个转捩点，重要的转捩点。
That was a very important turning point for Isaiah.
如果在一起聚会有200人或者500人。
Today, if we have 200 or 500 people gathering here.
弟兄姊妹，若是主能够得着20个。
If our Lord can gain 20.
实实在在的看见这件事情。
Very truly, see the reality of what Isaiah saw.
这些弟兄们姊妹若是能够尽起自己该尽的责任。
And if these 20 people can fulfill their responsibility.
那在这里聚会的500人、200人也好，那实在是蒙福的。
So whether we have 200 or 500, then the whole group will be blessed.
你我愿不愿意成为那样的人？
Are you willing to be that group of people?
还是你我愿意了，今天就照着我自己的观念做基督徒呢？
Or are you just willing to live as a Christian according to your own concept?
照着今天我们看见环境周围其他的弟兄姊妹们的做法，我们来聚我们的会。
And we gather according to what other people say that that's how we should meet.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也看见不仅成为以赛亚一生的改变的原因。
So we see that this vision was not only the reason for his change.
而且成为呢他一生侍奉背后啊控制他的那个因素。
That vision became the controlling factor of Isaiah's service.
他以后再怎么说话，再和什么人交往，都被这个看见所抓住。
How he communicates with others, how he conducts his life, this vision grabbed a hold of him.
就是在他受苦的时候，
even in his suffering,
那成为他忍耐的力量。
That became the strength of his endurance.
而且呢，这个看见成为他一生他所说预言的一个源头，他的信息的源头。
And this vision became the very head and source of his messages.
弟兄姊妹们，不仅如此。
So brothers and sisters, not only
this. 并且在这个预言，在这个意象的里面，他听见神的呼召。
And in this vision, he heard God's calling.
他也答应了神的呼召。
And he responded to that calling.
所以在这个呼召里面，他得着神给他的真实永远的托付。
And in this calling, he received the true entrustment that God has given to him.
这个托付呢是有永远性质的。
This entrustment has eternal value.
弟兄姊妹，这跟我们今天每一个神的儿女啊，我们的生活侍奉有关系。
This is intimately related to our life and service today.
所以我们要问一下，这个以赛亚看见的到底是怎么回事？
So we need to ask ourselves, what did Isaiah saw?
我们知道呢，基督徒神儿女的信仰
，We know that Christians for us our faith
不是出于人的教导
，is not just out of the teachings of man。
你可以去一个圣经学校受最好的学习，但你不能使人得救。
You can go to the best Bible school to teach people, and yet you cannot make other people get saved.
你可以把真理讲得清楚，但你不能使人得救。
You can speak very clearly what the salvation is about, and yet you cannot make people get saved.
我记得我在高中在大学的时代。
When I was in high school or college.
在台湾呢，那个时候哈，这现在这五十年前。
It's about 50 some years ago now.
那个时候，我们信主的人都说。我们的信仰是出于启示的。
And for us, we say that our faith is from revelation.
那时候什么是启示我们也不知道，反正大人这么说我们就这么说了。
We really didn't know what revelation is because everybody says that word.
我不晓得我们在座有一些年轻人，你有没有这个概念？
For you young people, do you have the same feeling?
你的信仰，你的生命是出于启示的。
Your faith, your life is from revelation.
什么是启示呢？
What is revelation?
就是神来向你显现。
And that is when God discloses and reveals himself to you.
啊，弟兄姊妹，有的人就很大哭了，他说我信主的时候主从来没跟我显现过。
And some people cry and say, well, when I believe, I never saw the Lord.
我有一次参加一个特会。
One time I was in a special conference.
啊，在那个特会中啊，有一位讲员讲到，我们每个人得救都是主向我们显现。
The speaker says in that conference, everyone got saved because the Lord revealed himself to you.
那一堂一结束，我们就有分组交通。
After the message was over, we had our group sharing.
我那一组的组长是一个聚会的负责弟兄。
And the leader of our group was one of the responsible brothers.
他一开口就说，我真的很丧气啊。我们弟兄说，每一个人主都向他显现，主就是没向我显现。
He said, I am so discouraged because our speaker says that all of us got saved because of his revelation, but for me, I never saw the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，若是你有这个问题，好好去问主。
If you have that question, you need to go before him and ask.
你不需要去问别人主显现是怎么回事。
You don't need to ask other people, what does it mean when he reveals to you?
你看见了，别人就攻不倒你了。
If you see it, then you will not be overtaken by
others. 如果你没有看见，别人一攻，我们就倒了。
If you haven't seen it, then you'll be overtaken.
撒旦一骗，我们就走了。
Once you're deceived by the enemy, you go astray.
弟兄姊妹，所以有一次有一个姊妹来问我。
One time a sister came to ask me.
她伯弟兄啊，我受浸的时候有没有得圣灵啊？
And this sister said, Brother Paul, when I got saved, did I receive the Holy Spirit?
我以前没经验就问她，你有没有发热啊？心里有没有平安啊？
In the past, I was ignorant myself.
有没有觉得电流啊？
I said, did you feel hot? Did you feel peace?
那一天主给我一点智慧。
And that day I got some wisdom.
我说这个问题你自己最知道。
And I said, for this question, you know yourself.
别人不能带你回答。
Other people cannot answer for you.
弟兄姊妹，因为那是神用他儿子的代价，他要赐给你的。
Because this is what God has given to you because of the price of His Son.
这个叫做看见。
This is seeing.
主耶稣向我们显现。
The Lord Jesus reveals Himself to us.
有的时候就是一个平安。
Sometimes it's that peace.
因为他就是我的平安。
Because He is my peace.
所以好多人受浸从水里上来，问他你有什么感觉？
So a lot of people, when they come out of the water, we ask them, how do you feel?
有人告诉我说，我活了70多年，从来没有经历过这么宁静过，那个是主的显现。
Some people say, I've lived for 70 more years, and I have never felt such serene peace.
我们希望
That is God's peace.
看见主的显现是一个头发白的，然后胡子很长，穿白衣的老人，哇，那我就高兴得不得了。其实那根本没有用的。
Some people say that if God reveals himself, I will see an elderly old man with a white beard. Well, no, that doesn't work.
你想想看，神多大，整个宇宙都容不下他，他能够，你一眼就看清楚他吗？
How great is God? The whole universe cannot describe him. Can you just see him with your own eyes?
他让你尝到他，那就是他的显现。
When he allows you to taste of him, that is his revelation.
出人意外的平安，那是神自己。
The peace that passes over understanding, that is God himself.
主天的喜乐，那是神自己。
That heavenly joy is God himself.
你说不出来的满足，那是主的自己。
That unspeakable satisfaction, that is the Lord himself.
每一个基督徒，我们是这样开始的。
That's how every single Christian starts.
你每天的力量也是在这个里面。
Your daily strength is in this.
所以早上一醒来，你的意念一转向主，主就显在我的心里。
So as soon as you wake up in the morning, your mind turns toward God and he reveals himself in your heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？第一世纪，每一个得救的人都是这样天天生活的。
Do you know that in the first century, all of those who were saved would live like this?
他们不是想很多的道理。
They would not think of a lot of different
teachings. 因为那个时候他们只有旧约圣经。
Because at that time they only had the Old Testament. There were no New Testament explanations.
但是他们已经先经历了。
But they first experienced it already.
然后使徒才把他们经历的告诉他。
And then the apostle explained to them what they experienced.
那个叫做主的显现。
That is the revelation of the Lord.
第二个点。
Secondly,
以赛亚看见的不是平常的一个显现而已。
Isaiah did not just see a very common revelation.
是把神的政府啊揭开来给他看一下。
God disclosed to him his government.
所以神呢把这个揭开来给人看，是一个说明，是一个解释，是一个宣告。
So once God discloses this to Isaiah, this is really a proclamation.
这个是看见。
Of what he saw.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你去查考圣经，许多人在他们的初步呢，主就这样解释给他们听。
When you study the Bible, you realize a lot of people in the initial step, that's how they started.
第三个。
Thirdly.
这个属灵的看见启示。
The spiritual insight or vision.
就当我们有心盼望认识明白。
If you have a heart to want to know.
就我们心中的眼睛张开来。
When the eyes of your heart is open.
刚才我们领诗歌弟兄讲，如果你有眼睛，但是你在一个完全没有光线的黑暗环境里面，你什么都看不见。
Just now, our song leader says that even if you have eyes and yet you're in a dark place, you will see nothing.
我现在年纪大了，晚上要起来上洗手间。
Now that I'm a little older, at night when I get up to need to go to the restroom.
我又不喜欢在屋里面放个什么这个 night light.
And I don't like to have night lights.
所以晚上都是摸黑的。
So I kind of grope around in the dark.
一点光都没有。
There's no light.
有光我就睡不着觉。
Because if there's light, I cannot sleep.
我就张开眼睛揉了眼睛也看不见。
And even if I try to rub my eyes,
常常撞到东西。
I bounce against the wall.
所以你的看有两个基本的条件。
So seeing needs to have two basic ingredients.
一个你要有一个正常的眼睛。
First you need to have a normal eye.
另外一个需要光。
Then you need light.
弟兄姊妹，神救我们，第一个是开我们心中的眼睛。
God saved us firstly is to open up your eyes.
你尝过那个平安，你相信他的话，你的眼睛开了。
You've experienced his peace and you believe in his words, your eyes are open.
但是你要明白神的旨意，必须要有光。
But to really understand his will, you must have light.
光有两方面的表现。
Two aspects of light.
第一个是基督生命在我里面。他就是生命的光。
One is that the life of Christ is in us because he is the light of life.
所以有的时候我们忽然之间对一件事情我非常懊悔，没有人责备我。
Because there are certain times all of a sudden you feel very bad and nobody was rebuking you.
因为主生命的光照进来。
Because the light of his life has shone into your heart. Have you experienced this?
我今天没有时间讲例子。
I don't have time to talk about examples.
我常常有这个经验。
Many times I experience this.
主一照亮了，我立刻就要去认错了。
Once he shines into me, I immediately have to confess and say sorry. To say sorry to people.
有的人我们已经分开好远了，赶快写 email。
Sometimes people are very distant from you. You have to write an email to them.
把那件事情一五一十的讲给他听。
To explain everything to that person.
这个是光。
This is light.
耶稣基督在你我里面就是生命的光。
Jesus Christ in us, he is the light of life.
你我需要活在这个里面。
We need to live within it.
第二个就是真理的光。
Second, we need to have the light of the truth.
我们活在非常有福的时代。
Because we're living in a very blessed time.
神一切的启示都已经完备了。
All of his revelations are totally complete.
借着他儿子成全的救恩在他儿子身上已经完全实现。
So the accomplished salvation of his son, it has totally been done.
另外一个
On the other hand,
完全记载在圣经的里面。
It's all recorded in the scriptures.
但是我们读圣经呢需要解开来，那才叫做光。
And yet we need to have this light be explained to us.
所以旧约的圣徒们他们说呢，你的话一解开就发出亮光来。
That's why the believers in the Old Testament says, once your words are revealed, then we have light.
我信主十多年没有好好去过会。
For more than a decade after I believe, I did not gather with the saints.
一直到我大学毕业要离开远东到北美来之前。
It wasn't until when I graduated from college and I was come to the States.
我听到一些的信息。
I heard some messages.
那对我来讲真是大光啊。
That to me was a tremendous light.
我到现在还清楚记得那个弟兄讲什么。
Even till now, I still clearly remember what that brother said.
我读高中二年级的时候，有一次参加，就在一个弟兄的家里面聚会。
In my sophomore year of high school, I was meeting in a brother's home.
有一个弟兄那一天讲《利未记》第二章，讲数记。
And that brother was talking about the grain offering in Leviticus chapter 2.
对我是一个大光啊。
That to me was a tremendous light.
他数据讲到主耶稣的生命的表现，活在他的生活中。
That grain offering talks about the life of the Lord Jesus living in the flesh.
那叫我喜乐了好久。
I was so joyful for a long time.
然后又过了好多年。
And after many years.
我要出国前有弟兄姊妹跟我讲，你去参加个聚会。
Before I came abroad, some people told me to go to another meeting.
一个比我们大概大个五六岁的年轻人。
This young person who was 5 years older than me.
他刚刚拿了电机的这个 master degree.
He got his master degree in double E.
他有时间休息就回远东，我们聚会就我们那个学生团契就请他来讲。
He came back to the Far East, and our student group invited him to speak.
他讲尼希米记。
He spoke in the book of Nehemiah.
那四堂聚会，我坐在里面，哇，真的好像主的同在啊，在我的心里面是那么的真实。
That four meetings to me, the presence of God was so real.
我感觉呢，主啊，我知道这个时代你要做什么。
And I felt that, yes, Lord, I know what you want to do in this age.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做启示。
This is revelation.
所以我们读主的话语来聚会，我们说主啊。开我们的眼睛，把真理解开来。
So when we read God's words, we come to the meeting, we need to say, Lord, please open my eyes and explain your words to me.
我们看见在以赛亚的身上。
In the life of Isaiah.
主把要他的旨意，他的目的揭开来给以赛亚看。
Our God disclosed to Isaiah the purpose of his service.
他就不再活在黑暗里。
As well as his will, so Isaiah no longer lived in the dark.
什么是在黑暗中呢？
What does it mean to live in the dark?
就活在自己的意见的里面。
That is to live within your own opinion.
活在自己的兴趣的里面。
You live within your own interest.
活在自己的热心的里面。
Your own zealousness.
照着人意。
According to a man's way.
照着传统。
And tradition.
照着环境。
And your environment.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，这些东西叫人离开神的旨意。
All these will allow us to depart away from God's will.
我们何等需要求主开我们的眼睛。
How we need our Lord to open up our eyes.
我们知道神乐意启示人。
We know God delights to reveal himself.
但是他在人身上启示的程度跟你我的爱慕有关系。
But the intensity or the severity of he reveals to us depends on our love for him.
如果你已经觉得我都有了。
If you're so full of yourself.
我什么都对了。
You know everything.
主就再也不启示你。
He will no longer reveal himself to you.
弟兄姊妹们，主在我们身上是不住的盼望给我们有空间能够长大。
Our Lord continually wants us to have a space to allow him to grow.
以赛亚在他年幼要服侍主，在乌西亚王年间，主也向他说话，但是不把全面揭开给他。
When Isaiah was young in the time of King Uzziah, even though he served, but yet God did not fully reveal himself to him.
他觉得乌西亚王崩了，这个犹大国没希望了。
And as soon as King Uzziah died, he felt that the kingdom of Judah is hopeless.
他非常痛苦。
So he really grieved.
因为他爱神，所以他爱神的百姓。
Because he loved God, he loved God's people.
就像今天很多人爱主，他就爱弟兄姊妹，爱神的家。
And that's why a lot of brothers and sisters today, they love God, so therefore they love God's house.
因着这个爱慕，主能够把整个他的旨意向他揭开来。
Because of this love, God opened up to Isaiah his will.
弟兄姊妹们，我们何等需要在主面前祷告。
How we need to pray before him.
主啊，若是我得救，仅仅得救。
Lord, if I'm just merely saved.
如果我今天满足于这个。
If I'm only happy with this.
给我一个感觉，我需要你。
Give me a feeling that I know you.
给我一个感觉，让我觉得我什么都没有。
Allow me to feel that I have nothing.
给我一个感觉，我们聚会算不得什么。
Give me a feeling that this meeting is really nothing.
好叫你能够在我们中间真的掌权。
So that you really can be enthroned among us.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个得启示的开端。
This is the beginning of revelation.
那我们要看呢，以赛亚他看见了什么事情。
Let's go on to see what Isaiah saw.
我们刚才分三段讲。
Just now we had three sections.
所以第一节到第四节，我们简单的讲，他看见了君王和宝座。
Simply speaking, verses 1 to 4 shows us that Isaiah saw the kingdom and his throne.
看见了君王和宝座，换句话说，他就看见整个国度。
He saw the king and the kingdom. In other words, he saw the whole kingdom of God.
到今天，人间的政治还是这样。
That's how God's people's government today.
谁在那个国度政权里面掌权，这国度就是什么样子。
Who is in power on the throne? That's the condition of that nation.
我到美国40年了。
I've been in America for now 40 years.
经历好多总统。
Went through several many presidents.
我发现每换一个总统，美国的风气就换一个样子。
I realize every time we have a change of presidency, the whole nation changes.
连电视节目都不一样。
And even the television shows are different.
啊，你看这个君王何等的重要，领袖何等重要。
So the leader in power is so important.
在没有看见神坐在宝座上以前。
Before he sees that God is on the throne.
弟兄姊妹，我们就是得救了。我们即便嘴中呼喊他是你是我们的主。
Even after we're saved and even by our lips we say, Lord, you are our Lord.
请原谅我这样讲。
Forgive me for saying this.
因为我讲是讲我自己。
Because I'm speaking of myself.
谁在宝座上呢？
Who's on the throne?
我自己。
I am.
我用我自己做标准。
I use myself as the standard.
我用我自己做规范。
I use myself as that rule.
合我意的，我就觉得他是爱主的。
If he's in agreement with me, I think that person loves God.
不合我意的。我就对他有评论。
If that person disagrees with me, I have my opinion.
弟兄姊妹们，君王，弟兄姊妹，在以赛亚看见的第一个，他就是生命的主。
The king that Isaiah saw is that he is the Lord of life.
我的生命在他的手中。
My life is in his hands.
而且他要来做我人生的生命。
And he is to be my life on earth.
第二个，他看见了君王。他就看见了标准。
Secondly, as soon as he saw the king, he saw that standard.
我们知道我们活在世界上，对一件事物的标准，一代跟另外一代不一样的。
When we live on earth, our standard on life is different from generation to generation.
我们中间有一些本地的，我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
We have some local brothers and sisters among us.
如果你年纪够长的话。
If you are elderly in age.
在1950年代。
In the 50s.
在美国，如果一个家庭离婚，别人看这个家庭是败坏的。
In the 50s, if a family has a divorce issue, then we see that this family is gone.
这个家庭的孩子没希望了。
And there's no hope among the kids.
到今天，离婚是非常正常的事情。
But nowadays, divorce is very common. So you see the standard has changed.
这个标准我们讲这是人的标准。
And we see that these are standards of men, right?
我们年轻的时候对一件事看这是这个样子。
When we're young, we see things in this way.
等到我经历一个事情了以后，我再看它，我是另外一个标准。
And after you experience something, when you see it again, you have a different standard.
这个宇宙中有没有绝对的标准呢？
In this universe, is there an absolute standard?
你看见了坐在宝座上那一位。你就知道有个标准。
If you see the Lord on the throne, then you know that there is a standard.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经历呢？
Have you experienced this?
你一看见，你真会像以赛亚说的，祸灾我灭亡了。
Because once you see it, you will just like be what Isaiah says, woe is me.
我以前怎么这么大胆呢？
For I am done.
我以前怎么敢这个样子呢？
How dare I do this in the past? Because I didn't see.
弟兄姊妹，他第一个看见的就是君王和他的宝座。
So the first thing Isaiah saw was the king and his throne.
在这个生命的里面，他看见了圣洁。
In this life, he saw holiness.
这个圣洁是借着天使的侍奉宣告出来的。
And this holiness is seen by the proclamation of the seraphim.
我第一次读到这里，我说天上侍奉这么简单，只要喊三声就够了。
And I thought, wow, serving is easy. You just call three times.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉就完了。
Holy, 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 you're
done. 你看我们今天受浸了半个钟头还不止啊。
Today, our baptism took, half an hour.
所以我那时候想，主啊，这到底什么意思啊？
So I asked the Lord, what does that mean?
弟兄姊妹，这告诉我们说，神的权柄是借着他圣洁的生命显出来的。
It says that God's authority is shown forth from his holy life.
你认识了这个生命，你在地上，很多东西你就不敢碰了。你不愿意碰。
You recognize this life, then there's a lot of things in this world you dare not touch.
是不是呢？
Isn't that true?
如果从我们自己里面出来，我们就感觉很可怕。
If it comes out of yourself, then think it's very fearful.
在这个生命的里面有标准，有规范。
So in this life, there is a standard and there's this rule.
第二段他看见了。
The second thing that he saw.
他看见自己。
He saw himself.
和看见他周围的弟兄姊妹。
He saw the brothers and sisters around him.
在第一章到第五章，他看见弟兄姊妹都是败坏的。
In chapter 1 to 5, he saw that the people are already corrupted and there's no hope in them.
如果他活在摩西的年代，
If he's living in the time of Moses.
你知道神曾经 offer 摩西啊，说你站到一边，我把这个拜偶像、拜金牛犊的百姓通通毁灭，从你家再兴起我的选民。
Because once God offered to Moses that you stand aside and let me wipe out all of the people around you, and I will once again raise up a people from your home.
如果以赛亚是站在摩西地位，他说：“主啊，剩下我一个还圣洁，他们都不行了。”
And if Isaiah stood in the place of Moses, he says, "Oh, all these people are not holy except for me."
不，他一看见了君王，他就发现先看见自己。
Once Isaiah saw the king, he first saw himself.
再也不敢说满话，再也不敢说绝话，再也不敢说厉害的话。
He no longer say words that are to the extent of anything.
弟兄姊妹，没有见过主的人，学了一个方法的人，就很敢教别人，你要这样做才对。
Some people, once they learn a different method of doing things, they will teach others and say, you go ahead and do this, this is the right way.
见过主的人就跟他讲，你回去祷告，主会教你。
Those who have seen the Lord will say, why don't you go back and pray?
The Lord
will speak to you.
我可以把我的意见告诉你。
I can give you my opinion.
但是你会得着主的教导。
But you can be taught directly by the Lord.
所以他第一个感觉我是不洁净的，我以前说话行事都靠着自己。
So his first reaction was that he is unclean in the passage that thinks according to himself.
现在我不敢。
Now I dare not.
那么他说，主啊，我这个不洁净怎么办呢？
And so what should we do with such unclean lips?
他看见第二个祭坛和火炭。
Secondly, he saw the altar and the coal.
那一天天使就神吩咐天使用火剪夹了祭坛的火炭烧他的舌头。
And so he says, and that day the Lord told the angel to use the tongue to cleanse his lips.
弟兄姊妹，如果舌头被火炭烧的是什么味道？
How does it feel to be burned by hot coal on your lip?
烤肉的味道，对不对？
Barbecue meat.
可能还烧焦的味道。
Maybe burned meat.
我儿子告诉我，爸，你吃墨西哥餐呢，一定要吃这个 beef tongue.
My son told me, if you're to eat Mexican food, you've got to try beef tongue.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，一个人如果舌头被烫到了，你吃不下饭，你说不出话来。
If your tongue is really burnt, you can't talk and you can't eat.
这说出十字架在一个人身上的对付。
It speaks of the dealing of the cross in a man's life.
我们再没有理由讲。
You have no other arguments.
再没有批评的话讲。
No other criticisms.
弟兄姊妹，这个是以赛亚看见神在他身上洁净他的道路，十字架。
So therefore, Isaiah saw the way that the Lord is to cleanse him is through the cross.
而且以赛亚甘心地接受这个洁净。
Isaiah willingly accept this cleansing.
在这个洁净之后，他立刻就听见了神在彼此相问。
After he was cleansed, he immediately heard God asking themselves.
我们知道神格里面有三位，我们是独一的神，但是他们又有三而一，三位父子圣灵。
We know that we have got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and yet this is the triune God.
所以他就听见了神彼此问说，我们可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
And so he heard the conversation that God says, who can we send? Who will go for us?
神他的旨意是救他的百姓成为圣洁的国度。
God's will is to save his people to become a holy nation.
但是今天我们呢，一说话就不圣洁了。
But for us, once we start to open our mouth, we are not holy.
所以神有一个需要，要把这个信息传给他的百姓。
Therefore, God has a need to share this message to his people.
谁能为他去呢？
Who can go for them?
我知道很多弟兄姊妹都盼望主能够用我们。
I know a lot of us are desiring that God can use us.
我们也实在学习被主用，学功课。
We want to learn lessons so that we can be used by him.
但我们有一个难处，就主怎么都不呼召我呢？
But we have a problem. How come God is not calling us?
我不止一次的碰见弟兄姊妹啊，大家都觉得他应该放下职业了，但是他说啊，主还没跟我说话。
A lot of people once think, you know, this certain brother should really put down their job to come in to serve. But this brother said, no, the Lord hasn't spoken to me yet.
弟兄姊妹在这里啊，神其实一直在呼召。
Here we can see that the voice of the Lord is calling and calling.
我自己在30多年前，快40年前。
Almost 40 years ago in Seattle.
那时候我早上灵修了，买一本书， 叫做 My Utmost for His Highest.
For my morning devotion, I have a book called My Utmost for His Highest.
这个作者是一位英国弟兄，叫做 Oswald Chambers.
By Oswald Chambers.
啊，他有一天早上我灵修呢就读以赛亚书这一句话，谁能为我们去？
In my morning devotion, I read this word from Oswald Chambers, who will go for us?
他有一个很特别的领会。
He had a very interesting, perception.
因为神不是对着以赛亚讲话说谁能为我们去呢？
It's because God wasn't talking to Isaiah, who will go for us.
他说以赛亚是不经意的就听见神彼此在谈话。
He says that somehow Isaiah interestingly heard the conversation of God.
这英文叫做 overheard.
He overheard.
就好像有的时候我们呢，别人在那里讲话，我只是走过，但是有一句话就听到我耳朵里面了。
Like、
那个叫做 overheard。
Like some people talking, I just happen to pass by, so I happen to overhear.
弟兄姊妹，这是以赛亚他那个异象在他身上带来的结果。
This is one of the results of the vision of Isaiah.
他忽然听见了神历世历代的呼召。
Suddenly he heard the calling of God from all ages.
神为着他救赎的目的。他一直有一个需要。
For the purpose of his salvation, God continually had this need.
他需要有人响应他，与他同心。
He needs men to respond to him, to go with one heart with him.
啊，我们读到那里很受感动。以赛亚一听见，立刻说：“主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。”
We're so touched. We come to this point when I say immediately responded to say, "Here I am, send me."
我们有位年长弟兄写了一首诗歌。主啊，主啊，我在这里。
We know we have an elderly brother who wrote this hymn, "Oh Lord, send me."
好，我们
Oh Lord, here I am.
在西安特会唱过好多次。
We sang this many times in WCCC.
主啊，我在这里。
He says, "Oh Lord, Oh Lord, here I am."
我每次唱到那里啊，我都跟主说，主啊，但愿我能够向你说这个话。
Every time I sing this song, I said, "Lord, I how I wish I can say these words to you."
这不是说你从今天开始啊。如果你答应了，你就可以休学了，不读书了。
It doesn't mean that if you respond today, you don't need to go to school anymore.
你辞职不上班了，我就到教会里面来了。
You quit your job and you no longer work, you come to church now.
弟兄姊妹，乃是你响应神救赎的目的。
But yet you are responding to the very purpose of His redemption in your life.
我要以这个目的做我人生的目的。
Lord, I want this purpose to be my purpose.
不论遭遇什么事情。
No matter what I encounter,
不论你给我什么样的经历
，No matter what I experience,
我要求你坚定我这个心智，为着这个目的而活。
Lord, please firm up this purpose in me.
所以第三段，神立刻就把神工作的法则告诉他。
So immediately, God allowed Isaiah to see the way by which He works.
我们简单的讲，以赛亚看见了犹大国亡国的那一段经历。
First, we see that Isaiah saw the desolation of the kingdom of Judah.
也看见亡国的原因，因为神百姓。对神救赎的目的不关心了。
Because he saw the reason of desolation was because God's people were no longer caring about God.
他们用神的名来满足自己的喜好、恩赐。
Their grace, their gifts.
弟兄姊妹们，所以以赛亚看见神说呢，他们要像一棵大树被砍倒。
So Isaiah says they're like a big tree being cut down.
我姊妹提醒我，我有准备了。六张的 PowerPoint.
I have several PowerPoint slides.
我们回头看一下。
We see first
is the throne. 第一个，他看见了宝座。
First, he saw the throne.
请大家不要认为这就是在真的宝座。
Of course, this is not the real picture.
这是艺术家他们的想象。
That's all I can find from clip art.
我没有时间仔细的去解释这个以赛亚看见的细节。
I don't have time to explain in detail what he saw.
看见了。这个天使的侍奉。
He saw the service of seraphim.
神要得着你我的侍奉，像天使一样，属天的侍奉。
The what he wants to gain from you and I is that heavenly service.
你看得出来天使长得什么样子吗
？Look at can you see how the angel look like? You cannot.
你只看见翅膀。
You only see the wings.
翅膀是什么？属天的功用。
The wings shows about the spiritual function.
属天的功用有三分之二是用来隐藏自己的。
Two-thirds of that function is to hide yourself.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在一起，每个弟兄姊妹都是神家中的儿女，我们所以彼此称弟兄和姊妹。
As we gather together, we are members of God's household, so we call each other brothers and sisters.
啊，今天很可惜，很多神的儿女们不认识这个，讲道的人就变成牧师了。
And a lot of people ignore this, and so those who are speaking, they become pastors.
啊，有时候我出去看望的那些新来的朋友们，我去看望他，一开门就哦，牧师好，牧师好。
So sometimes we go visiting, people call me pastor this and that. I said, no, I'm just a brother.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，牧师是一个功用。
Pastoring is just a function.
啊，是。
A shepherd.
爱护照顾弟兄姊妹。
We are just shepherding and caring for brothers and sisters.
不是我们的头衔。
It's not our title.
我们要学会遮盖。
We need to learn to cover ourselves.
那么他只有两个翅膀是拿来服侍神的旨意。
And only two wings are there to serve His will.
其实六个翅膀都是服侍神的旨意。
Of course, the six wings are to serve His will.
我们在聚会中呢，聚完会了以后，我们在生活中，我们都是弟兄姊妹。
After the meeting is over, we still are brothers and sisters.
第三个。
Page down, please.
好，我们看见他看见了祭坛的火炭。
Then of course Isaiah saw the altar.
啊，这代表着十字架。
It represents the cross.
他如果在主的手中要被主握住，可以用。十字架必须在他身上烧他。
If Isaiah is to be used by God's hands, there must be the burning of the cross in his life. Page down.
啊，这个火炭。
This is the burning coal.
这个要讲经历的话，我们一生在主面前。
This is our whole life before God.
没有一天可以离开的。
Not one day can we go away from this coal.
但愿主那个焚烧的火在我的身上是熊熊不灭的。
May his consuming fire continually glow in us.
第五个。
Next slide.、
啊、原来他们是一个漂亮的树。
Before it was a very beautiful tree.
但是因着他们对神救赎的目的不关心。
Because they were ignorant and did not care about God's will.
只为了保住神给他们那一点的属地的祝福。
And they wanted to care about their own earthly blessings.
所以到第四个，第六个。
And then the next slide.
神把整个犹大国砍倒。
God is to cut off the whole nation of Judah.
他第三个看见的，就是看见的这个树墩子。
The third vision of Isaiah was the stump.
神说，我要完成我的目的，不需要所有的人。
He said, I have to accomplish my purpose. I don't need the whole group.
只要剩下这个树墩子，我就能成全。
Only the remaining stump, I can do it.
而且将来这棵树会长得更繁茂。
And later on, this tree will be even more prosperous.
这是不是以赛亚他的预言里面讲到的榆树。
And this is the remnant that Isaiah refers to.
到了新约圣经，就是那些以神救赎的目的做我们人生目的的人。
And this in the New Testament is are those people who wants to have God's purpose as our purpose.
不是他们比别人好。
It's not that they're better than others.
他们感觉自己不行。
But that they know that they really need help.
为着主的缘故，靠着主能够胜过他。
For the sake of the Lord, by His help, we can overcome.
我们讲那个叫做得胜者的原则。
And this is the principle of the overcomer.
弟兄姊妹，以赛亚那一天被带进了神永远的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, that day Isaiah was brought into God's eternal purpose.
他从他童年时代的爱主被带进了一个成熟的爱主。
From his youthful days of loving the Lord was brought into his mature days in loving God.
我知道我们中间好多弟兄姊妹，你们是第二代。
I know a lot of you are the second generation.
有的人甚至第三代。
Maybe some the third generation or the fourth.
但是巴不得每一个人我们在神的面前都有第一手的看见。
And yet may all of us have the first-hand experience before the Lord.
而且我们明白他为什么救我。
And we understand why he saved us.
好叫我们将来配得进天国。
So that one day we are worthy to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们知道天国用一面的意义来讲，就是与主一同坐席一千年。
And the kingdom of heaven.
另一面意义来讲，就是与主一同掌权一千年。
On the other hand, it means we are to enthrone together with Christ 1,000 years.
然后才带进将来新天新地的勇士里。
Then we'll break in the eternity of the new heaven and the new earth.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his words.
祝福我们中间所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And bless all of us brothers and sisters here.
好叫我们在这里知道我为什么在这样聚会。
So that you know why we meet the way we meet.
我的标准不是世人的标准。
My standard is not the worldly standard.
不是报纸上的标准。
Or the one from the newspaper.
不是环境的标准。
Or my environment.
我有一个更高的荣耀圣洁的标准。
But of a higher, more glorious and holy standard.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们实在感觉自己是卑微的。
Lord, we feel we are so very lowly.
并且我们是何等的不堪也不配。
And so unworthy.
但是你却爱我们。
But you loved us.
不仅救了我们。
You not only saved us.
并且你还把我们当作你说话启示的对象。
We are the very object of your words.
主啊，求你开我们的心。
Lord, open up our eyes.
使我们心眼明亮。
So that the eyes of our heart can be illuminated.
求你将真理并真理的光照在我们的眼睛。
May the truth and the light of the truth be on our eyes.
好叫我们被拯救，脱离今生的风气和世俗的败坏。
So that we can be delivered by the trends and the fashions of this world.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
主啊，让我们彼此相爱。
Lord, help us to love one another.
我们活在神的家中。
That we can live in your family.
主啊，我们真是学习照着你的教导。
Lord, help me to, according to your teachings.
我们祷告说，愿你的国降临。
We pray that may your kingdom come.
愿你快快的回来。
Return, Lord, soon.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.